Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes. And this week, I'm going to go over a couple of episodes from a while ago. I spent 2 weeks last year, so it's probably 2024, talking about what is the hardest thing about the academy. And I think it's about time to update that. So these two episodes were some of the first ones that I did last September, September 24. And so the absolute hardest thing about the academy is going to be your nerves. I've seen nerves totally destroy everything that a student that I had built up to that moment. And it happens. And so I wanted to talk about how you can lessen, that's with an E-N, not O-N, lessen the effects of your nerves on those days that matter when you're having evaluations. And you know, the overarching thing about the only thing that will help with nerves is being prepared and knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are prepared. And I'll let you know. I've been in situations where I knew I wasn't prepared. And it's a lot different when you're in a very similar situation and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are as prepared as you possibly can be. And so that is really the thing that you have to remember about the academy. And really about being in training after the academy. It's your responsibility to be as prepared as you can be. You're the only one that really cares about how you do. And it may have been the wrong way of saying it, because I can guarantee your instructors do care how you do, but they're not in a position where they can do anything extra to prepare you. They wish they could. I know they do. I did when I was there. And I know that the good instructors, the ones who care, they do care how you do. But there's a limit to what they can do to help you. So it really does come back to, it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to prepare as much as you can. And so, how do you prepare? And if this isn't the first episode that you're hearing me talk about, you know my feelings on that. You have to start preparing before you get to Oklahoma City. Start preparing before you get to Oklahoma City. If you wait until you're through basics to start preparing for non-radar, you're going to be behind. There's almost no way to keep up with the information that the FAA is going to give you over the next 3.5 weeks to prepare you for the non-radar labs. There is almost no way to keep up with it. So you have to prepare. You have to prepare yourself. You have to have things in place, whether it's a practice schedule with your classmates. I've seen classes that had spreadsheets that had they scheduled practice time every day. They had a schedule of practice time. And I will tell you, that class did really, really well. Other classes don't feel like they need to do that as much. They take it day by day or maybe week by week. But I got to tell you, however you do it, realize this. You have to practice every day. You have to know the rules that the FAA is going to require you to play by. And there's no real leeway. Don't expect there to be any leeway in the application of the rules. Go in expecting the evaluators to write down everything you do wrong. Now, the great thing is, in non-radar, you do get credit for everything you do right. And that's good. But unfortunately, in the labs, it's your instructors are there to mainly focus on what you're doing wrong. And so you have to practice. I want to say that's a given, but in reading through some of the Discord chats, I'm not sure it's as much a given as I would expect it to be. I'm just not sure it is. Either that or people are, you know, putting up a front on Discord because they want to appear cool or something. Well, I can guarantee you that the people on Discord who have been through the academy, they will act like they care. They are on the Discord because they do want to help, but there's only so much help they can give. And there's only so much advice they can give. And to a certain extent, you're talking about people who went through it once, and some of them, it was a year, year and a half, 2-3 years ago. And I will tell you that the rules change. The interpretations change. They changed while I was in Oklahoma City. We would teach something one way, and a year later they would tell us, no, teach it this way. Okay. Well, do what you want. That's what we're supposed to do. So realize that a lot of the information that you get on Discord, it may or may not be up to date. it really might not be up to date. If you have a question about something, ask it in class. Ask it in class, especially if it's something that you as a class have a question. Have, you know, elect someone, do whatever you have to do. You know, have a person who's going to be the one to ask all the questions that the class has. And if you have questions, ask your classmates. And if you can't figure it out amongst you, then ask your lead. Your lead instructor, what they tell you is the law. That is what you will be able to go by. Okay? So don't leave questions unanswered. Especially when it comes to you, like I said, you have to know what the rules are. You can't play and you can't win at the academy. Play was the wrong word. The FA will not like that. But you cannot win at the academy. You cannot pass at the academy if you don't know what the rules are. You have to know them. You have to know them better than your instructors. You have to know them better than the evaluators. And if you are not to that point, you have work to do. Period. And this is not just non-radar. This is radar. Radar, the rules are even more important because there's so much going on. You have to know the rules. One of my coworkers, one of his favorite sayings is, you have to know the rules so that you know when you're breaking them and why you're breaking them. Well, unfortunately, you don't have that luxury at the academy. You don't have the luxury of saying, yeah, I know I'm breaking that rule, but I'm going to break it anyway. You have to play by the rules, or the FAA will not pass you. How can you play by the rules if you don't know them? As soon as you can, start reading through the LOAs. They cover them pretty quickly. Looking at it right now, letters of agreement, day 6. Usually happens day 6 at the latest, maybe day 5. So the first week, you're going to go over the letters of agreement. Read them and read them and read them and read them and read them again. Know them. Know what's going to be required of you with each facility that you're going to be coordinating with. You have to know it. You have to know the phraseology rules. You have to know the strip marking rules. You have to know what you can do, what you must do. Because those are two different things. But you have to know these things in order to succeed. There's no way to succeed as an air traffic controller without knowing the rules. I've had students who literally could tell me the reference in the SOP when I was talking to them about something. Oh yeah, I know that reference. Sweet. And this was a student that I must say I did not expect to pass, because he was a much older student. One of the oldest students I ever had. I think he was over 35. If he wasn't, he was right around there. And this was about the, this was when they were giving out iPads with everything. He printed out, at his own expense, he printed out everything. Because that's just the way he learned. He needed a hard copy of it. But he knew every rule. And he knew the reference for each of those rules. And he did pass. That is the level that you need to attain. If you can do that, if you can get to the point where you know the rules better than the evaluators, and you have practiced and practiced and practiced, and you have become as prepared as you can be, that is how you combat nerves. I've been in front of my peers. I got to the point where I was not intimidated by being in the classroom. I never thought that I was going to be a classroom instructor. Really, never wanted to, never thought I would be. My wife is a classroom teacher, was a classroom teacher. My daughter is a classroom teacher. I never thought that I would be in that situation. But then I became an A-lead at the academy, and there I was doing lessons in front of 16, 18 students, plus my lead and the A-lead that was helping me or watching me. And I found that I could talk about air traffic control. And what I really found is that when I am passionate about something, I can talk about it. That's how I can do these podcasts, number one. Number two, I'm in my office, in my house. I'm not in front of anybody. It's a lot easier. But even after getting comfortable in the classroom, I then had to take a class where I had to get up in front of people and give speeches. Whoa. That is definitely outside my comfort zone. Or was. And in that class, I had to do a 20-minute presentation and a 30-minute presentation. The 20-minute presentation, I basically just did, and for those of you who are at the academy, I did the fatigue awareness lesson straight from the FAA. Boring. And because I was just doing it, I was not that comfortable doing it. I was in front of my peers. I was in front of other instructors doing this lesson. And the critique of that presentation, they noticed that I was shuffling around. I was, you know, they could tell I wasn't comfortable. And then a few days later, I had to give the 30-minute presentation. And I was doing the second half of the fatigue awareness lesson. But I tore up what the FAA had. I made my own lesson. I took their slides. I took some of their slides that I liked, some of the pages of the lesson that I liked. I changed a little bit. I rearranged some of the order of it. I made it my own. And by doing that, I had to go over it. It was mine. It wasn't the FAA's. And I was so prepared when I gave that lesson. I did not fidget. I was still a little nervous because I wanted to do well. So the nerves were still there. And that's not a negative. I got through that lesson. And I had the instructors tell me that I made the fatigue awareness lesson interesting. I had the instructor for the class look at me and go, did you do that lesson on, did you write your own lesson plan for that? I said, yes, I did. He said, that's what I thought. They all thought I did a great job. I felt more comfortable because I was prepared. See, that is what happens. I still had nerves. Those don't go away. Not when you care about something. So when you're standing there, you can be the most prepared student. And I've had a few of those. And yet, when you're standing outside the classroom during non-radar, the lab during radar, and you're about to go in and do your evaluation, you're still going to be nervous. If you weren't, then I would wonder about just how much you want to be an air traffic controller, because that is the moment that will make or break the beginning of your career. And if you're not nervous in that instant, then I'm just not sure you care enough. So there will be nerves. There will be. And that's not a negative. You just have to learn how to deal with it. And part of that learning how to deal with it is being prepared to the point where you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are prepared. Or as prepared as you can be. You have done everything that you could do to prepare for that moment. That is what you have to do. That is what the academy is about. And those are the people that the FAA is looking for. They're looking for people who will put their lives on hold for 4 months, get a little bit of pay, get their housing paid for. They want people who are willing to do that and willing to put everything else on hold for those 4 months. In order to get through the program. And it's, like I said, it's not an easy program to get through. If you get behind, it's a very difficult program. Okay? So, the hardest thing that you're going to have to deal with at the academy, it's nerves. And one of the hardest things to understand about it is they're not going to go away. They shouldn't go away. If you care about it, if you care about what is going to happen, they shouldn't go away. You should have nerves. Professional athletes have nerves. That's why in a football game and teams about to kick a field goal to win, that's why the coach calls a timeout. This is a professional kicker. And they're still going to try and make it where he has more nerves and might miss. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Professional golfers, at the end of a tournament, they have to actually take into account the fact that there's going to be some adrenaline going through their body that is not normal. But they've been there. The more often they've been there, the more they know just how to adjust their shots to take that into account. Now, unfortunately, most of you have never been in a situation where you're having to display that you understand everything that you have learned in the last 4 months to the point where the FAA will give you a job. You've never been in that situation. It's like a professional golfer being in their first, being in the last group of a tournament on Sunday for the first time. Or trying to win one of their major tournaments for the first time. Or a tennis player in that situation where they're trying to win a tournament for the first time. There's a lot of nerves in that. As a soccer player, it could be taking a penalty kick in a playoff game. And putting it so far over the goal that it doesn't come down for another 30 or 40 yards. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen to professional players. I've experienced that as a soccer player. Having to take a penalty kick in a playoff game. I've been there. I've been there in evaluations at the academy. I've been there in check rides at numerous facilities. And those are still situations that I don't particularly enjoy, but I do understand that they're part of my job. And if I want the career that I wanted, I was going to have to go through that. And for those of you at the academy, you're going to have to go through it. The advice that I can give you is be as prepared as you possibly can be. And that means practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing as if your life depends on it. Because your future life actually does. And I will tell you, and I'll end on this, it is worth, this career is worth anything, well, almost anything, that you have to give up for those 4 months. It's worth practicing a little bit longer instead of going out. It's worth reading through the LOAs or the SOP one more time instead of watching something or instead of playing a game. It is worth all of that. It is and still is, even in a world where controllers are working and not getting paid, it is still the best career out there. Being an air traffic controller is not like anything else in the world. It's just really not. And most people do understand that. It'd be like me walking in and trying to watch brain surgery. That's what most of the public looks at what we do in that same vein, in that same way. They don't understand it. They think that we must be, I don't know, super intelligent to be able to do it. And then they get to know us. And they realize, well, it's not that. Then what is it? Well, we get to the point where we are so prepared as we can be. And we get past those nerves that invariably come up, still come up. They will always come up to a certain extent. But if you are prepared, you can get through it. Nerves themselves, hey, like I said, if you're not nervous when you're evaluating, and I don't care what line it is, whether it's en route, tower, Tracon, it doesn't matter. If you're not nervous when you go into an eval, especially at the academy, then like I said, I have to wonder just how much you want it. Because if you want it that badly, you're going to be nervous. Now, before you go into that lab, before you go into that room to do your evaluation, just tell yourself, look, I have done everything I can do. I haven't left one stone unturned. Okay? That will help you. And then just tell yourself, I got this. I got this. I've worked my tail off. I've done everything that they've asked me to do. And more, I've got this. And that will help you with the nerves and will calm you down. I think that's all I got. So, I hope it's helped. Let me know. Just let me know. Send me a text, send me an email. Let me know if you think I'm rubbish or if you think I'm right on. But like I said, I've been there. I've been there personally. I've been there as an instructor. I've watched students try to deal with it. So on that note, thank you all very much again for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen. Thank you for continuing to be a fan of the podcast. I hope it helps. I hope and pray that it helps. But just remember, whether you're at the academy, whether you're past the academy, as a controller, whether you are past the academy, not as a controller, and you're still listening to these podcasts, whether you haven't gone to the academy yet, whether you're waiting for the government to start again so that you can go, just remember, you can't do it on your own. No one can. can ever do this job on their own. Find someone to be there with you. Family member, loved one, friend, coach, whatever you need, find someone that can go through this with you side by side. So until next week, bye.